I'll try and explain it in terms of the difference between this and your average run-of-the-mill platform, because there are some like highly significant differences to what we're doing compared to traditional domiciliary agencies, for example, which pay very badly and which tend to offer incredible working conditions, mostly to do with how social care is bought and sold in this country. But I think also because they are kind of privately owned businesses. As a worker, the core difference and the core sort of attraction really has, from what we've seen so far, has always been about the ownership side and the decision making kind of that we're putting in place for workers to sort of have control over things like kind of what happens with their data, things like the way the platform is designed. So if you were to go on as a worker to any number of the care platforms in the market, your right of kind of response is very, very small. So you have kind of really low protections if you get a complaint about you or if there's a dispute or kind of some kind of an issue. You also get rated, you get kind of star ratings. And we're moving away from this kind of very knee-jerk kind of review system that the majority of platform businesses use for their governance and their review. And kind of connecting it up much more closely with kind of richer feedback, references, kind of peer observations and that kind of thing. Also kind of another really big difference from the worker's perspective compared to joining a kind of normal platform is that even though it is about community, so we are organizing in circles, which basically means that there are kind of community groups of people who are not just workers, also community volunteers, people getting support and their families. But that's kind of the social and the decision making locus of how care and support happens in that area. And they're kind of operating semi-independently. We kind of use a distributed sort of model. So as a care worker, you're getting a lot of the social contact and the peer learning and being part of a team that you would be getting as part of an agency. But kind of alongside that, you're also getting kind of choice and control over your own livelihood, over what you charge for your hourly rate and over who you support. So yeah, it's kind of, we're aiming for the best of both worlds.